Whatever they were after was big, and today, Monroe had set it in motion. 4 years ago, Lowell had failed. Now he had a second chance to fix whatever his old commander had broken. "You ever heard of sailboating?" Lowell asked. "Like with a yacht?" asked Chang, cocking his head. "Yeah, my stepdad owns one." "No, not like..." Lowell rolled his eyes. "God, forget it. If you zigzag when you run, you'll make yourself harder to hit." He put his hands on the door handles, then hesitated. "And listen, you might want to grab your own pod, okay? We should probably split up." "What?" Chang yelped. "No, no way. You want me to fly a spaceship?" "I'm going to the anomaly," Lowell told him. "You're probably better off on your own." Peter blanched. "But you saw what happened down there." "I sure did," Lowell said, "and it started with whatever the hell Monroe had them doing. So, I'm going to undo it." Peter let out a long hiss like a deflating balloon, then stepped closer to Lowell. "You're not going to get very far without a map," he said, indicating the tablet. "You need me, and besides, there's no way I'm going to be able to pilot a ship on my own. I don't even have my driver's license." "Suit yourself," Lowell told him. "Doesn't matter to me either way." Still, when he flung open the doors, he couldn't help smiling to himself. The guy might have been a nerd, but he was a smart nerd, and apparently he had more guts than Lowell had given him credit for. The near-spherical hoverpods were parked in rows, resting on rubber bumpers that kept them upright in the research station's enhanced gravitational field. "Head for number 49, Lowell said, then lifted his pistol. "Look for cover, and stay low, and don't forget to weave. Go!" After a slight hesitation, Chang bolted past him, running with his head down towards the nearest pod. He let out a sharp noise of surprise when a bullet hit the ground next to his feet. Lowell turned in the direction from which the shot had been fired. If he had a real gun, a semi, or an assault rifle, he would have fired off a dozen shots right then, but he hadn't exactly brought heavy artillery with him. He waited until he saw movement from the far end of the bay and then fired at the dark square of the gunman's face shield. The glass shattered and the figure dropped. Chang had already reached the cover of the nearest pod and had taken shelter behind it. Lowell could hear his heavy breathing echoing through the mic. "You're doing great," Lowell told him, calculating the distance between himself and the place where Chang crouched. He'd need roughly 8 seconds to cover that distance. "I could really use some backup," he thought. The thought made him chuckle. "Although, honestly, when was the last time I had someone on my side? Chang might not be an asset in the gunfight, but moral support is better than nothing." No time like the present, Lowell bent forward like an Olympic runner preparing for the 100-yard dash, then shot out into the open. 6 seconds into his run, he felt something graze the top of his helmet. He threw himself forward, rolling toward where Chang was hidden as he tried to pinpoint the shot's origin. It had come from the open walkway above the bay.